someone that we identified in the summer would be a great addition to our championship team. So absolutely delighted with his signature, and we can't wait to have him on board next summer.
So why him?
I think if you look at our attack and the gap at the moment has been wickets with spinners. There is a plan around Barker as well. There's a bit around it too. We've signed Simon Lee from Somerset, obviously a very skillful groundsman. A wicket here that's been good for batting but turns later on in the game. Just all the bits seem to fit for a really high-class spinner. We've got a couple of younger spinners that are developing in Red Bull cricket, very much part of our white ball plans, but developing in Red Bull cricket. And we've got, obviously, Liam is a great all-rounder that will bowl left-arm spin that complements Lyon's off-spin. And all in all, it seems a very well-balanced side. You know, that attack, I think if you're going to win championships, and that's something that we've set our sights on, it's important you have an attack that can take 20 wickets on any surface, and we believe that this attack can do that.
I guess he would have been fairly high sought after because he's a high profile guy these days.
Yeah, he is, and he's available. I think the other thing with county cricket is which overseas teams aren't playing, and we'll have players that will be available for county cricket. He showed a desire to play. We met him here during the summer. I chatted to him when he came with the Australian side before the Ashes, and he had a real appetite for county cricket, very keen to be a part of what we're trying to do here. And it was a no-brainer, really. Once I discussed it with the coach and the captain, we sat down with a few senior players also, and we were all on the same page and thought, great, this would be a fantastic way to go. We've made everything we could do possible to make it happen, and thankfully we're in that space where he signed. It's a Red Bull-only contract, so it's championship cricket, which obviously frees up our young spinners to play in a white ball competition, which is very important to us. You know, we're very focused on their development. We've got Mason and Brad Taylor, who will be pushing for that white ball side. Brad and Mason obviously be integral in a lot of our success over the last few years in white ball cricket. So he'll be around at the beginning of the season for championship cricket, may have a break in between, and then come back for the final few games in September.
How have Mason and Brad taken this news? Because, even though they'll still want to play Red Bull, of course, Mason plays a fair bit of Red Bull from time to time. I mean, how have they taken it?
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah, I understand the decision. And certainly see white ball cricket, those two are far more advanced in that format of the game than they probably are in Red Bull cricket. You know, and that's not to say they won't play on the same side as Lyon, but second limit cricket for them at this stage in their career, they're very young cricketers, will be a good thing. You know, they develop their Red Bull skills and come back and take over from Lyon when he's not around. And, hopefully that will be sooner rather than later.